This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to the Kona Edge. Time to chat some cycling. We've got a previous guest back on, Anshin Clark. Anshin, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Nice to catch up once again. When we first spoke, you said to me when you first got into triathlon, your cycling was absolutely shocking, particularly your bike handling skills, but it has got better over time. What's the one thing you've done that's really improved what you do on the bike?
Biking, for me, it was bum on seat. You just have to get out there and ride your bike. And spend hours on the bike. I'm naturally strong going uphill. I love, uphill sessions, but I'm naturally good at it. So for me, it was really just get on your bike and go cycle.
Yeah, it's interesting because bike is slightly different to the run in that sense that particularly when you're building up a base, it's not necessarily doing, sort of hard work on the bike. It's like you say, it's just sitting on that saddle and grinding it out and just spending hours and hours. And as frustrating as that seems, that's probably where you're going to get the most benefit.
Definitely. And yeah. And then the other thing I did was, get a power meter. Because like, for instance, training in Amsterdam, you don't have such things as hills. The only thing you have is the wind. What we call the invisible mountain. Yeah. So, I mean, with power meter, you really know the effort you're putting into, especially riding into the wind.
And as far as workouts go, I mean, it's not just time in the saddle. You obviously do a lot of quality stuff as well. What's your favorite workout on the bike?
Well, my favorite workout on the bike had to go when I arrived in Amsterdam, because the only thing that shows elevation, yeah, are speed bumps. But yeah, I love hill sets. I love hill training.
What sort of stuff do you do? Is it just up and down or do you, I mean, talk us through one of your favorite sets on the bike, up and down hills?
Yeah. So, in South Africa, we don't have such long hills, but, it would be say pick an eight minute hill, low cadence, big gear and just grind it out to the top and then spin down.
How many of those would you do in a typical set, Anshin?
So obviously you will build up into it. So start off with say four of those and then build into 8x8.
Ooh, you gotta love it. We're gonna get you on another time. I know you're a pretty strong runner and I know Reinhard Tissink who coaches you is a pretty decent runner too. And I've heard some, horrific stories about his 1000 sessions and I want to find out a little bit about those. I'm sure you've done many in your time with Reinhard, but, we'll get you on another edition of the Kona Edge. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.